Our scripture reading today is from Luke 4, 1 through 12. Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. Listen to these words of scripture and in them the Spirit's word to you. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. And when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Good morning again. Let us continue our worship through the word. I've gone a bit rogue today. I did not choose the assigned text from the lectionary. We're not meant to look at Jesus' wilderness experience until Lent. But I could not let us get any more distance between Jesus' baptism and Jesus' wilderness experience. These events happen back to back. Jesus is baptized, and then immediately after, Jesus ventures into the wilderness for 40 days. The writers wrote these stories in a specific way for a purpose, and I think when we chop them up, we can sometimes lose some continuity. We can lose some important truths. So first, Jesus is baptized. At his baptism, he is called beloved. His worth, his identity, his being is affirmed. Maybe he feels a clear sense of who he is going to be in the world, what he is going to do, what his ministry will look like. Maybe he's feeling pretty pumped about the newness of what is happening. Excited, even, passionate, ready to get to work. And then he goes into the wilderness where basically all of that is tested. Jesus goes from spiritual mountaintop to spiritual wilderness, from known to unknown, from comfort to discomfort, from the aha moment. And now, how to embody that into a living, breathing process. Jesus is in the desert for 40 days. 40 days with minimal sustenance, minimal protection, minimal everything. And while he is in the wilderness, along comes the devil. Now, before we start imagining the devil as a red humanoid with horns and wings and a pitchfork, just do me a favor and reel that in a little bit. This kind of imagery is not present in the text. We don't have really any imagery for the devil in this text except for a word. The word that Luke uses is diabolos in the Greek. It means someone who is prone to slander, prone to false accusation. Mark and Matthew also tell a version of this story. Matthew also uses the word diabolos. Mark, on the other hand, uses the word Satanas, or Satan, meaning opponent or adversary. So while Jesus is in the wilderness, Jesus encounters opposition. Luke gives us a clue with the word diabolos that Jesus will specifically encounter challenges to what Jesus knows to be true about who he is and challenges to the entire ethos of his ministry. The first challenge, you are hungry. Use your power to whip up some bread from this stone. Use your power to take care of yourself. Get what you want when you want it. The second challenge, look at all these kingdoms. They could be yours. Just abandon everything that you stand for and you could rule them all. Use your power to rule the world, control it, bend it to your will. The third challenge, throw yourself off the top of this temple and be unharmed. Use your power to defeat even death. Don't be bound to the consequences of your choices. Each challenge offers Jesus a negative use of power, a power over, a kind of power that focuses on the self, on gain, on manipulating the current reality for personal gain or attention. Each of these challenges is a false reality. It is a false reality because it is in contrast to the shaping force that was Jesus's baptismal experience. The water enveloped his being, became a moment that he knew deep connection and interconnection of all things. Jesus is beloved. Beloved is the state of creation. Power over has no place in the world of beloved. Jesus refuses each false reality. Jesus chooses power with, one in which beloved comes first. A ministry of relationship, solidarity, mutuality, empowerment. What we get from Jesus's adversarial wilderness encounter is a clarification, a distillation, an intensification of who Jesus is and what he is about. And the adversarial relationship in the wilderness, the adversarial wilderness, if you will, is just as important as the baptism. You have got to have friction if you're going to start a fire. You have got to break down muscle to build muscle. You've got to grind an edge if you're going to sharpen a knife. Something about the deep inner wrestling with the self gives birth to deep wisdom, gets us all the way down to the foundation of it all, the what in the world are we doing here point of it all. That place where we must abandon everything that does not sustain, that does not heal. What sustains in the wilderness is the imprint of beloved. Interconnection, worth that exists and holds us and bears us, positively challenges us, and is the air we breathe. Timothy Halloran uses this imagery. Those who embark on the spiritual process are like medicinal herbs, crushed and ground between mortar and pestle. The wilderness is crushing, but it also generates a strange and curious alchemy which leaves one forever changed. The herbs crushed become a healing mixture of oil, bits of green, and earthy aroma, a poultice for the human soul, which can then be layered and smeared everywhere that does not know beloved. This is the way of the wilderness. Beloved community at CCU, in many ways we are in the wilderness of the unknown, of transition. May we move onward with the imprint of our interconnection, of our knowledge of beloved. Whatever else may come, we will come away bearing a healing poultice for the world. Amen.